right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 459. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who's got the inside scoop on how to pre-order a Nintendo Mini, Wombat.
Wait.
I'm worried that I'm going to miss out. I feel like I need to have a lot of these in my possession.
Why a lot? Is that going to be your gift to everybody?
Yes. And also, well, I already promised one family that I would secure one for them because the mom, you know, she's not up. She's not following at video game deals. Let's put it that way. And she was worried that she wouldn't be able to get one. So I promised I'd get her one, but I feel like I have a few people in mind who would really appreciate having one of those in their house. Like Shipwreck.
I think he'll get his own.
Like me?
No, I wouldn't buy one for you. But you would appreciate having that.
I don't. Maybe.
He would. He doesn't need it.
No, not for his house, right, though, but I bet you there's somewhere in your life where you would like to put one of those. Like some destination that you frequent.
Under my pillow at night?
No, that's not. Maybe like your parents' house, your in-laws' house, your cousin's house. No?
No.
There's no place that you frequent. No. All right, hey.
No, I don't go to any of these places and like sit down and play video games at them.
You don't want to give the gift of video games to somebody? Like a simple, like they're never going to call you and ask you, you know, to fix it. It's pretty nice in that way.
They're never going to play it.
They don't want to play Ghosts and Goblins?
Of course they're not going to call me to fix it.
Which I played before we did the show tonight.
You did?
Yeah, on the Capcom arcade cabinet thing that's now backwards compatible as of today.
How is that game?
It's still the same game. I don't know if you're familiar. You play as a knight, and you move constantly to the right, and you throw a spear at zombies.
You need a precise D-pad for that game.
I know. And you know what doesn't have one of those?
Your penis.
The Xbox One and my penis.
You need the Elite. You got to step up.
Feel that I'll elite add it D-pad. To my list of things to do.
I wonder if that makes a difference. It does, actually, I'm sure it does make a difference.
I don't know. Did you ever own the Capcom Arcade Cabinet Collection?
Nope.
Oh. I did, and it's backwards compatible as of today.
I played a lot of Ghosts and Goblins, though.
Yeah. I played some 1943 also.
Fantastic.
Why not?
Did you guys watch the commercial for the NES Mini?
I did. It ends with the "Now you're playing with power" tagline.
I watched it, but there was no sound when I watched it.
Oh, okay. People were saying that the emulation was looking better than what the Wii U version does on the virtual console.
We have time before we start judging things like this. Let's wait for the thing to be available in a store.
No, they were saying it looks better than the
Wii U. I understand that, but let's not jump to conclusions.
You're saying it could look worse soon.
You never know.
When it comes out, it could be worse.
Exactly.
It has happened before.
Exactly. Let's not jump to conclusions based off of a video that was designed to get you to buy the product in question.
Let's not hate the Wii U as much as we may want to.
That would even be a hate on the Wii U. It'd be a hate on Nintendo for why are you emulating these things two different ways that the Wii U version would look worse?
I don't know. I don't know. Somebody else probably did the work on this box, maybe.
I don't get that feeling on this. Like, I don't think this is an At Games or whatever that other company is that puts out all the, like, the Genesis and the Intellivision, all the Bed Bath & Beyond consoles.
Right. All right. Hey, like I said, I need to get these for some people. So, I'm paying. I can't?
Nope. Not available anymore.
I'm gonna keep my eye on that. Well, I'll talk about my PC.
I'll probably buy one.
What's that?
I'll probably buy
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, you're going to buy
we
one.
We all know that.
You have at least one place in your life that you need to put this.
I really don't. It's really just a novelty.
Well, yes, of course. Yeah, I realize it's not like a dialysis machine. You don't need.
Wait a minute, it's not?
It is something that plays video games. It's not something that's integral to your living. And it's $60, Shipwreck. I'm sure you've bought some really useless things for $60.
He spent more than that on a pair of shoes that he's probably never worn.
$60 shoes is not, that's not a lot.
Right. I'm sure he'd
pay for shoes. Right.
I said that you've never worn.
No, I wear
he
shoes.
He wouldn't buy shoes that cheap. He likes the nice shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Colorful
shoes.
He does
like nice shoes. I spend $60 on a pair of shoes.
Nice. Good job. Mm-hmm.
And then wear them for a year and a half.
Can you really?
Not really.
I wear out my, my walking shoes are gone in like 6 months. You got to throw them out. They smell bad too, but not like there's a hole in the bottom.
Yeah, I wear my shoes down till there's a hole, and that's when I'm like, oh, I guess I need new shoes.
That's a good barometer.
Yep.
All right, let's do some show feedback here. I got a lot to talk about this week. Maybe.
Why not?
I saw Ghostbusters, so we'll tickle your ass with a feather.
I can't wait. Let's see. Bickle has to say, sounds to me like the negative people are the listeners. There were a lot of people said we were too negative on the last show.
I realized after recording that show that people were going to complain about being too negative. And, you know, they're not wrong. I could see how it could come across negative. But also, you know, we've talked about it before. People are listening without having, you know, providing their full attention. So they may tend to focus on the negative stuff. They listen more closely when it gets negative.
Yep.
That's how people work in general, not just, you know, our listeners.
Well, like Bickle said, sounds to me like the negative people are the listeners. If you focus on what people don't like, yeah, you'll think that the podcast is negative. But you are just ignoring the parts where Cheapy Wombat and Ship are talking about what they are enjoying. Mm. Ship is having a great time traveling around, visiting retro gaming arcades and shops. Wombat is getting into Far Cry Primal. And Cheapy is playing Overwatch.
Great.
Every host said good things about the NES Mini, and two out of the three are playing Pokemon Go. But according to this thread, it's nothing but Nintendo hate. Everyone doesn't need to love everything, and contrary to popular belief, it's okay to not like Pokemon Go.
Are you still?
I like that. I liked what he had to say.
No, that was a very thoughtful,
yeah,
post there. Ship, are you still playing Pokemon?
Yeah, every day.
Really?
When it lets me.
Okay.
Why? I have a coworker that's obsessed with it too.
Are you playing?
No, I've been too busy playing Disney Crossy Road.
Did you play it at all?
Not since the day I downloaded it.
I mean, look, we're not crazy.
I may have deleted it from my phone.
Right. I mean, the Metacritic score on that is like a 60.
Who cares about the Metacritic score on Pokemon Go?
I'm just saying.
You sound like a douchebag when you bring it up. You sound like a douchebag when you bring it up. Just don't.
By saying that it's not critically acclaimed, I'm sounding like a douchebag.
I picture Cheapy, like somebody comes up to him on the street and starts talking about Pokemon Go, and his lead-in is like, well, you know, that game only has a 65 on Metacritic.
I would not say that to somebody because they wouldn't know what Metacritic is.
You sound like a douchebag.
I would tell them that
it's the karaoke of you talking about video game reviews.
You said it wrong. You said it even more wrong than Americans.
That was the point.
Look.
If people enjoy Pokemon Go, let them enjoy it.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, I'm not insane by saying that the game is not a good game.
But you don't have to qualify it by the Metacritic.
I'm saying the critics agree. People agree. Critics agree.
Fine. That's better. That's a better way to say it.
That's okay. Fine. I agree. It might have sounded douchey.
Okay, good.
But it doesn't make me wrong.
Most douchebags
right
are not necessarily wrong.
What else we got here in show feedback and thug life?
I think the basement is fully functioning now. I had some people come over this weekend just to hang out.
So you had to tighten shit up?
Yeah, like I've got a bunch of stuff just like stuffed into like drawers and stuff, but yeah, so all the systems are hooked up. Everything is synced up with the Harmony to where if I say play NES, it switches all the inputs and everything to play NES.
And it's a lot of inputs. How many actions is that?
So to play NES, of course you have to turn on the NES on your own.
Right. We haven't solved that one yet.
For the time being, we have not solved that issue yet.
Have you tried the long stick method?
So it would then switch. Well, my SCART auto switches. So it would my SCART switcher would know that the NES turned on. Then it would have to turn the FrameMeister to the SCART input and the receiver to the FrameMeister input.
Okay.
And my what am I trying to say? I've forgotten what all these devices are. My projector always stays on the same input, right. So it doesn't have to mess with that. But yeah,
so that's it.
It was a good feeling. Like with these Harmony remotes, there's always the chance that something doesn't turn on correctly, and then you feel like an idiot going back and doing the help functions and getting everything set up.
It's slow,
but yeah, but not anymore. Everything is fully functioning.
Nice.
I'm pretty pleased. It was pretty fun to see people's reaction to going from playing Top Gun on the NES to playing GoldenEye on the N64.
Most people I know would have no idea that those aren't, aren't the same system, or couldn't appreciate that there's a wall of systems there.
It was a bunch of engineers and tech writers. So
tech writers. Whoa. Are they writing about your basement?
They were writing about Pokemon Go.
Is your basement a shop or something? I don't know. What do you call it? Stop?
No, I just have Pokemon that live in my house, but I'm not a Pokestop.
I see. What's to stop somebody from, I know where you live. I could pay money. I mean, I'm asking, could I pay money in the app to put a Poke Lure there or something and have people just converge on your house?
No, you can only put those at Pokestops.
Okay, so I can put a Pokestop on your house?
No, you can't put a Pokestop.
What could I put on your house, basically, is what I'm asking. To annoy you.
a flaming pile of shit on my front porch?
No, I don't want to do anything but make an in-app purchase. Is there an app for that? Like an Uber for dog shit on a porch? That's a great idea, by the way, Wombat. You can have that.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
There's nothing you can do within Pokemon Go to annoy me at my house currently.
Oh, interesting.
But, there's a lot of features they're still adding in.
So there's potential to annoy you. Wait a minute. Why can't I do that? If a business can buy a Poke Lure or whatever, how come?
Those have Pokestops that are located by them.
Oh, you can't make a Pokestop?
Not that I know of. I don't know how it identifies Pokestops.
Hmm.
They're all based upon signs and stuff.
Google
like
Map
that.
Data.
Yeah.
So maybe if you live.
So
in
you would have to come erect a monument sign in front of my house.
I'm not coming erect to your house. Don't worry. Yeah.
And then once that monument sign is up, maybe then.
Or if your house was a church. If we built a church on top of your house, that might be more.
It might
annoying
be a gym then, though.
Than the Pokemon people coming to your house. All right. So that sounds pretty exciting. What are you going to make? So now are you ready to make a video about the basement?
I think I'm pretty. Yeah. I think I could make a video. It's pretty well put together at this point.
Can you get since doesn't, Ben Kuchera live near you?
Yeah, he lives.
Can
he lives
get a camera crew together?
Couldn't my wife just hold a camera?
I don't know. Can your wife hold a camera?
She's probably not as good as the polygon guy. They got to make it look so artsy fartsy. Can your wife make it look artsy fartsy?
No, it'll probably just look like every other YouTube video. Maybe we'll shoot it vertically as well on the iPhone.
Get one of those stabilizers. I think that's going to help. Make something. The world needs to see it and be very jealous. What else were you up to?
I didn't mention this last week, but I went to NASCAR recently.
You had gone before, I believe.
This is my second time going to NASCAR, the Kentucky Speedway.
This is a junket for the NASCAR game.
Yeah. Activision has that NASCAR game, they contact us. And
it's Activision?
Hey, do you want to go to NASCAR?
Yeah, and they sent a limo to your house, yes?
No,
a NASCAR they sent.
Right. Yeah, they sent a NASCAR, a tied limousine
to
the house.
Did, I have a question about NASCAR. Chip.
That guy must really like Todd.
That's why I wanted to bring it up, because I know you're interested in cars and things.
Right. So
you have no interest in NASCAR?
If I'm referring to a NASCAR race car, can I just call it a NASCAR? Because it's a car.
It's a stock car.
I was going to say it's a stock car.
So I can't say, like, hey, that's a nice NASCAR over there.
No, I'm sure you can. People would call them NASCARs. Seems fine.
Hey there, that guy must be a Jew. He called it a NASCAR. Is that what would happen?
I think so. And then they would probably either shoot you or direct you to the nearest way out of town.
Or run me over with the NASCAR.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where I was standing was pretty great, though. We were standing like right behind the pits again. But where we were standing was where the cars that wreck go back to the garages.
Right.
So, and there was a lot of wrecks going on. So
really?
We'd have cars that were just like on fire.
Wow.
Just like screaming back to the garages, like just feet from us. One guy missed the turn to go back to the garage and mistakenly went through like the pedestrian area.
Uh-oh.
We would have to like point him to where he needed to go while I was holding a beer.
Maybe he wanted a pretzel or something.
He didn't seem very happy.
He was hungry.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a lot of fun if you go. I think you would enjoy it, Cheapy, especially if you went down in like the pit area, just because it's so loud. Like they go down there, you can go into the garages.
You think I enjoy loud things?
I think you do. You like lights, so I figured loud things as well.
That's some flawed logic, especially for an engineer.
I don't know. You like cars.
I would like to go. They invited us to go to the one in the Poconos, but it's far.
It's a little bit of a hike, and I'm busy this weekend, unfortunately.
I bet Ty would love it.
Ty would love it too. I just don't know about 5 hours of travel in one day in our car to see.
I was surprised that you traveled all the way to Laura's birthday party. So
that's what are you talking about? That was close though. It's not 5 hours. I would like to go. I mean, I don't know. If we had our shit together, we would have made a weekend out of it and stayed over somewhere. But we don't have our shit together. Oh, well. Hey, some Watch This Bitches. We saw Ghostbusters.
Who's we?
Me and the family.
Okay.
Whole family trip to Ghostbusters.
And?
Ty was pretty scared through a lot of it. He would say he's scared, then he said he was joking that he was scared. Like, this is all while the movie's going on. And then he'd say he wanted to leave because he was so scared. He was mostly scared about having nightmares later, I think, than he was actually...
About them being female?
No, he didn't, you know, that was never an issue, obviously, for an 8-year-old.
Mommy, Daddy, I had the most horrible dream. My childhood was ruined because everyone's a woman now.
Yeah, no, he didn't seem to care about that.
No, that wasn't the issue.
And I don't know. It doesn't seem to be an issue with people that he talks to because we didn't come up.
Did you like the movie?
You know, it was fine and it was entertaining. I'm not a big fan of, you know, big Hollywood movies, and that's what this is.
Why did you see it?
Because I thought it would be fun, and it was fun. We had a good time. Okay. Well, it would have been more fun if Ty wasn't telling me that he was...
Was it not depressing enough for you? Was that the problem?
No, it's just not really like smart enough for me.
Gotcha.
Or, you know, even like, for example, I'll get to it later, but I saw a movie that was smarter that I saw an animated movie that was smarter.
What movie?
The Justice League Gods and Monsters.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that one? Yes.
I haven't, but I know what it is.
Right. Well, I mean, I'll tell you about Ghostbusters just real quick. It was better than the RoboCop reboot, for sure. What were some other reboots?
Total Recall?
Total Recall. I don't know if I saw that one. I don't know. I mean, the jokes were, you know, some of them were good. A lot of them sort of fell flat. But overall, I thought it was entertaining. I certainly was excited every time they played the Ghostbusters theme song. I'm pretty simple that way. And Ty got very excited. Ty had seen the original. And he told me he liked the original better. But so he has good taste. I'm proud of him there. But it certainly wasn't offensive to me at all. And there was no reason. there was absolutely no reason for the whole big shitstorm that happened before and after the movie came out. I mean, it was just another Hollywood movie. It wasn't ruined because there were women in it. It wasn't any better or worse because it was four women instead of four guys.
How long was the Crystal Head vodka commercial in the middle of this?
There was none, as far as I could tell. There was a lot of product placement in this,
wow.
But I didn't see the Crystal Head vodka. I saw Papa John's. I saw the Chinese beer, believe it or not. The Tsing, I don't even know how to say it, like Tsing Chow or something. There is a lot of Pringles, I believe I saw. There's a lot, but not that. And I, you know, the cameos were very brief, and you know, Bill Murray's was okay. I heard, you know, someone had said that it looked like he wasn't trying very
hard.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say, like, people said he wasn't putting his all into it. Like, you know, he sort of phoned it in, but I didn't think so. It seemed like he was trying. He was acting. So I don't know. I thought it was okay. I think it's got like a 75 on Rotten Tomatoes, and that seems about where it should be. It wasn't the abomination that was RoboCop, the RoboCop remake.
Do you have any interest in seeing Suicide Squad?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably see that.
Do you want...
we can see it together. Asking. Yeah, when does that come out?
It comes out in like 2 weeks or so. We should try to figure that out.
Yeah, let's figure that shit out.
Because my wife is doing a movie date, so I feel like I'm owed one. So we could figure it out.
This isn't something that comes out in New York that I'm going to be dragged to, is it?
No, this comes out before you're here.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, you don't have to see it. So, just me and Cheapy.
Right.
Did you buy your daughter that Harley Quinn figure I showed you?
I just bought her the one that says, what is it, Daddy's Little Monster? I bought her a couple of those t-shirts. They sell them in Hot Topic. And no, I'm not serious.
So the Justice League movie that time I saw, Gods and Monsters,
mm-hmm.
It was really good. Like all the other ones. They've been
dipping in quality lately.
I like this one because it was, you know, it's an alternate universe Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sick of seeing Batman, the same Batman origin story over and over again in these movies, it's a very different Batman in this movie. He's a vampire in this movie. There's a lot of violence in this. It's PG-13. It was Ty wasn't scared in this one. He had seen some of these before, so he knew what to expect. In this one, Superman's dad is General Zod. Instead of Jor-El putting his DNA into the whatever the Matrix thing is that made Superman.
I put my DNA into Matrix before, I understand.
You know what happened, how it is. The planet's about mm-hmm. to explode and Zod gets there first and he's like, hey, now I'm going to have a baby, and then everything blows up. It was pretty interesting.
It's weird because that's how both of my kids were made.
If you're bored with Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman, but yet you still want to watch uh-huh. them, you will like this movie. Because you ain't never seen them like this before. That's on the back of the box with my face saying it.
I believe you.
No, it was good. It was very good. And also just a shout out. You have Netflix, right? Have you seen Stranger Things?
I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it's very good.
It is very good. It's scary, though. It's an 80s. They made a thriller with an 80s style to it, with a great soundtrack and everything. And Winona Ryder.
Yeah, and Stephen King gave it his thumbs up.
It's really good. I haven't finished it yet, but we're pretty far along. It's really good. Stranger Things. All right, how about some new releases?
Okay.
You okay? Okay. Well, okay. That was a weird okay.
Okay.
About the most interesting thing on here is the Arcade Archives from this week. Gradius 2 came out for PlayStation 4.
Hmm.
You guys Gradius fans?
Mm-mm.
Not particularly. I mean, I don't dislike that game, but, you know, I'm not running for it.
Well, it's pretty much your only choice this week.
Is that it? That's really the only thing that came out this week?
I mean, you got Setsuna. Adrift for PlayStation 4, which I guess the big story on that was they were not going to be supporting PlayStation VR. There's no plans at this time for Adrift to support.
Yeah, so what does that mean exactly? They ran out of money? Why is Sony not paying them to do that, to port it over? That seems very strange to me.
Got me. Don't
I mean, here's a game that's ready to go. You figure it wouldn't really take much at this point to get it on PS4. Sony's, you know, they want, you know, how many, they're saying they have 50-something titles this coming out this year for PSVR. Here's one that's already out. I mean, it's not like a lot of people have already picked it up on the other systems, right? It seems very strange. There's got to be a story there. Somebody investigate that. Journalism. what else?
I guess a Galgun game came out. Galgun Double Piece.
That's a panty shooting 4. Game or something.
That was the one. That was the booby shooter, wasn't it?
Booby shooting. I was way off.
Is that what you call this? Is that a genre that I'm not familiar with? Booby shooting.
Yeah, I think that's what Galgun was. If I'm remembering correctly. I know you played this at a Tokyo game show at one point.
I think I bought this.
You might have.
Sounds plausible.
It's got a lot of like upskirts and...
Yeah, I did buy this.
Ecstasy shots.
Yeah, it was dumb. This game makes Pokemon Go look like a real game.
The characters look a little bit too young.
For humanity to be enjoying this game. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. No question about that. anything else?
I don't know. Bonk's Adventure for the Wii U Virtual Console?
It's very exciting.
No thanks.
That's really about it. It's a slow week. Oh, I guess the big game is Monster Hunter Generations on 3DS. But we don't play those.
Right. Ty's been asking for the 3DS recently. But I told him no.
All right, then.
That was the explanation why. I told him he's busy. He doesn't need a 3DS.
Good reason.
You got a lot going on. We need 3DS for it. You got the library right here, all these books.
So you can play games when you're retired. Is that what you said to him?
I didn't even say that. I was like, look, you got a lot. You're busy. You got a lot going on. You know, look at all these comic books you have over here you could be reading. Or there's a library right there.
You know, Sabrina's been reading Sweet Valley High graphic novels.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a thing. Did you know that was a thing?
Everything's graphic novels. They have Hardy Boys graphic novels.
Yeah, it's probably the same company. Wouldn't surprise me.
It's pretty different, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't read the Sweet Valley High graphic novel.
Oh, you're really missing out.
Yeah.
You know what else is sweet, Wombat?
What?
Harry's.
It is. I used mine today. I used the fresh blade today, by the way. How? You know it's a good feeling? The fresh blade from Harry's.
How often do you use a blade for? I mean, how long do you use a blade for?
I use these blades for quite a long time because they're really high quality and they last a really long time.
I shave very infrequently.
Well, that's true too. So that also helps, but it's like months.
Wow. Okay. So. I'm also like, I feel like my wife uses mine and doesn't tell me. So like, I really don't know how often my blades are being used. And you don't, you know, you sort of want to know.
Yeah.
For safety reasons.
I understand.
Anyway, Wombat, our listeners have probably been paying too much for a good shave or they're getting a lousy shave, but they're saving a few bucks. Now they don't have to make that distinction or choice. Mm-hmm. Just go to harrys.com. You can use coupon code CADCAST and get $5 off your order. I highly recommend checking out the Truman set, which will just run you 10 bucks after that coupon code. It comes with the Harry's razor handle, shaving cream, and a 3-pack of blades. So that's 10 bucks and with free shipping. So you can't really beat that deal.
I used my Harry's razor this morning, and I used it, and my wife saw me. She couldn't keep her hands off.
I don't believe that for a second.
That is 100% true.
I believe the part about using the Harry's razor blade.
She couldn't keep her hands off me. Mostly it was her pushing me away, saying, get out of here.
You're going to be late for work.
Exactly. But hands on body. Right. I stand by my statement.
Right. She couldn't get her hands off you until she pushed you out the door.
Exactly.
I understand. Anyway, so check out harrys.com. Use coupon code KATCAST to get $5 off your order and free shipping. Yeah, the Truman Set is where you want to go to try it for your first time. I think if you do that, you'll be back buying more. So yeah, thank you, Harry's. How about some multi-platforming and Wombats news and stuff?
Oh, sure.
I wrote this on here.
I guess. Great job, Wombat. Picking it right up.
Sorry, I'm having bug bite issues. I'm like covered in mosquito bites from the weekend. I'm covered in mosquito bites from the week. Actually, green flies at the beach.
Ew.
I got bitten like 6 times. And it just, and right now, because I'm sitting in a room with no air conditioning, I'm like sweaty and itchy.
That's gross.
You asked. Anyway, you were saying something, GB, about...
I don't know. I put some stuff on the outline here.
Changed the NPD tracking.
Yes.
This is the first month with the new tracking, where they're not tracking how many copies were sold, but revenue.
Okay. Oh, so that's how they're including digital.
That's how they're including digital, and it also makes more sense, because, you know, sometimes a game will go on sale.
Right. Okay, yeah,
and sell a whole bunch of copies, but it may not have been the best-selling game dollars and cents-wise.
I'm down with this new change.
Me too. I like it.
So has there been a new...
Guess what changed? Absolutely nothing. Because it's all the same games.
I think they're in slightly different orders. Like, I think Grand Theft Auto 5 wouldn't be as high, but because that game rarely goes on sale,
sure,
it's at number 2.
Yeah, I mean,
Overwatch
you'd expect
at
it.
Number
you wouldn't
one.
Expect it.
It's amazing that people are still buying that game in the quantities that it sells.
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Yeah. They do a good job of not releasing too many of them too often. And this one, they're really supporting very well. They have a lot of new stuff coming out. So that gives it a little bump, I'm sure, every time they release.
I would say that has a little bit to do with it, but I think it's mainly just people going and getting a console or just going to the store and not knowing what they're going to buy and seeing Grand Theft Auto.
Sure.
That works too.
Give me the latest Grand Theft Auto game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the majority of these on here. Give me
the latest Call of Duty.
Give me the latest NBA. Give me the latest Minecraft.
I think seeing Destiny back on the list is a surprise. I think that's been out of the top 10 for a while in the old method.
So wait, I have a question. Does this include? No, this does not include in-game purchases and stuff. This is straight up
buying the game. And interesting, Minecraft at number 10. And that's without digital sales. So that's probably a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Because I think most people buy that game digitally.
Yeah.
It's got Overwatch does not include Battle.net sales. And that's at number 1. So that's probably...
Could be even higher.
I was going to say. So that's even more number 1 than the number 1.
All right. It's well, you know, you wouldn't expect the numbers to change, you know, the order to change that dramatically just because they've added digital, but...
I think it shows that these games have not been cheating the system.
Mm-hmm.
Right, no, I don't know that people thought that they were, but as digital gets more prominent, a change did need to be made just to have it be... I mean, look, their NPD is charging a lot of money to companies to use their service, so they got to be as accurate as they can be. Otherwise, somebody else is going to do it, and they're going to... be out of business. Or something like that.
Well, they've been tracking all this stuff to begin with. This is just what they released to the
public. I still miss when they actually used to show numbers. But, you know, what can you do?
We need to get a job there.
Okay.
I'm working. I forgot to check the job listings today.
No. See, you're dropping the ball. You're supposed to just go over there and demand it.
And say, hey, I live nearby. Give me a job. And I can make a podcast.
Exactly. And then you say, and I have a guy, you have to bring on my guy. And then
is that you?
Yes, it's me.
I think the most interesting thing on this list is Mirror's Edge Catalyst at number 5.
Good. Well, let me see. I lost the list. Is there a big drop off? Doom. No, good. I'm glad it didn't drop off.
I mean, it's a slow month regardless. I'm sure June was not a
right
huge game.
Huge
month.
Huge month.
All right, what else we got here? Wombats. Song of the Deep. Why?
Oh, I've been playing. I picked up Song of the Deep.
I'm like, that's not me.
Everybody's
that's Shipwreck.
Sleeping today.
I was still on the MPD page.
Oh,
sorry,
it's okay.
I was not back onto our outline. I picked up Song of the Deep at GameStop because they're the only, like, they're the publisher of the retail version.
Yeah, that was very funny.
Actually,
you know, Milky.
Yeah.
Former EGM Milky was posting on Twitter. He's like, I don't want, I really want the physical version of Song of the Deep, but I don't want to go to, you know, I don't want to give GameStop any money. So I'm just going to go digital. So I was the guy on Twitter that had to tell them the bad news that they were the publisher.
Right, that they're also the publisher.
You're getting your money no matter what. It's like, damn.
I actually had a good experience because the GameStop employee recognized me.
That's crazy.
Sure.
It's crazy because you it's crazy for a lot of reasons, but most specifically, you do an audio podcast. It's not like you're making videos.
Well, I did use my audio voice when I was talking as well.
Is that what he said?
He looked at the man and he said, "Excuse me, miss." And then he's like, "Shipwreck."
No, he was very nice. We took a selfie.
That's pretty awesome.
And then he sold me the game, and I told him, he offered me the warranty, and I told
him
no.
Did he really offer you the warranty?
Yeah, it's his job.
Did he do it, and like, did he like cover his eyes while he was offered that to you in shame?
I don't know. I wasn't really looking. He was very tall, so I was not looking into his eyes.
Right. Well, I have to say, when I went to GameStop to buy those Q-Birch socks for 26 cents, the employee was very nice, and he was literally on the floor digging through the sock bin to try to find me Q-Birch socks.
They generally have very good employees at GameStop. When I frequent a GameStop, they seem helpful.
Yeah, good.
Non-management at GameStop or everyone at GameStop? Because usually most of the complaints I hear is about management at GameStop.
Well, yeah, the managers are in there for making money and having a job usually. all the employees are there because they like games.
That makes sense.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. But Song of the Deep, I think this is selling pretty well for GameStop.
Oh, good.
Because it's selling out at least around the GameStops here. We had to call around to find one that had it. It came out last week. We talked about it briefly. It's the Insomniac Metroid style game where you are in a submarine. And it's got good atmosphere, but it's moving very slowly for me. I don't know. I wish they could have picked up the pace a little bit. It seems like this game is stretching itself a little bit. A lot of the puzzles, you see like what you want to get done, but then it's like dragging. Like the submarine has like a grappling hook on it, and that's how you mainly interact with things. So you can pick up objects, you can like hold down on chains to open doors. You can throw objects at the monsters that are trying to attack you. But a lot of the puzzles require you like grabbing like an explosive mine and then weaving your way through like a little maze area up to like a wall that you want to blow up. And it's just like, oh, I see what I want to do here, and it's just going to take me way longer than what I want to do to get this done.
How come the submarine has a grappling hook?
So that it is not just a submarine? It
doesn't seem very realistic or useful for a submarine, for that matter.
Well, no, it's like that classic uses. Beatles song. We all live in a grapple submarine.
But see, there's not even a such thing as a grapple submarine.
Haven't you played Song of the Deep? It has a grapple submarine.
You get torpedoes later.
Okay. That sounds more like a submarine.
Yeah. And then I just got the power up where you can exit the submarine. Like as the, you can
oh, cool.
swim
like
around
Blaster
as the
Blaster Master style?
Yeah, kind of. That sounds cool. You're still in the same environment. Like, you're not going into, like, an overhead view or anything.
Right. You get into, like
small areas and everything.
Hmm.
It's got a lot to like. It's just, since it was a $15 game, it seems like maybe, like, the editing wasn't done on it.
It could have been a little tighter.
Yeah, it could. The magic.
Should they have tightened up level 3?
Right. They could have tightened it up.
How's
a little bit.
How's the music?
It's atmospheric. I wouldn't say I've really.
It's not emotional.
A little bit sometimes. Like, it's got good storytelling. Like, the whole thing is your father was a fisherman and he went lost at sea, and so you're out trying to find him.
In your grapple submarine.
In your grapples. Well, you built this grapple submarine in the course of a day. So.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to stick with it, but I like where it's going. I just wish it got there quicker.
All together now. We all live in a grapple submarine. Good luck getting that out of your head now, everybody. Come on. All right, I want to check it out. I may impulse download that, buy that, and download it.
I debated it, but I have too many things on my list. One of them is on this outline.
Have you started playing Lego Star Wars?
I played a good chunk of Lego Star
Awakens,
Wars.
Awakens, not Unleashed. I definitely.
I knew what you meant. Star Wars, Lego Star Wars: The Force Awakens is very good. I've talked about it on the show before.
Yep.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've only played the opening level so far, and it's fantastic.
Isn't it? I said it looks, I think graphically, it's the best looking Lego game they've made. It has those cool Gears of War style levels, which are just a nice change of pace. It's got a lot
of... You mean with the cover base stuff you're talking about? Yeah. I think, like, the first level is the end of Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the whole attack on Endor.
Cool.
Type thing, which surprised me. I didn't know that going in.
Neither did I. And it's cool.
It's very... It was not slow. Like, these Lego games can sometimes get slow where you're just going around and beating up things like crazy. But this seemed like it was more streamlined. There was still a lot of stuff to do, but I don't know. It was more action-packed, and I'm hoping the rest of the game kind of continues that.
It does. There's definitely some slower parts of the movie that have slower parts of the game, but it's like one level out of six. And there's some good... I feel as though this game benefits by being based off of one movie, where it basically succeeds where Lego Avengers or Lego Marvel Cinematic Universe, really that last game, where that may have had some shortcomings by trying to cram whole movies into one level. This is able to take its time and kind of do things with different levels and experiment a little more with what you can do. Like, I think I would have been happier if they made, like, an actual, just a game based off of the first Avengers movie, or even the first two Iron Man movies, instead of trying to cram it all into one game.
I think these games almost do a disservice to themselves by putting so much content in them.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's room for these games to just be, like, 8-hour games instead of 60-hour games.
You know, the Lego Movie game is kind of like that. But that one is the least polished of the Lego games. I've played a lot of Lego games. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I know you have. I've played quite a few, maybe not quite as many as you have, but...
The Lego Movie game is sort of like that, and that one maybe if that one had a little more polish, it'd be better. I don't want to blame it on the game length, but I think The Force Awakens, though, I agree. It's very good.
Cool.
There you go.
Yeah, I want to check out that. You know, they don't mess around with these, like, the Star Wars Lego games, the Marvel, the DC Lego games. Those are always good.
Yep.
They don't screw
the only
up.
Drawback with the Force Awakens is, you know, it has 206 unlockable characters, but you're only going to care about 8.
Well, don't they have like Darth Vader and stuff?
Yeah, I'm saying it's like, you know, once you get past the...
Don't they have like Christmas Darth Vader or something?
There's so many characters in that, it's ridiculous. I don't know who half of them are. It's like, robot number 7. Great.
All right, let's talk about Sony for a little bit. At My Pile of Shame writes in and asks us to discuss the new No Man's Sky trailers and asks if we're getting hyped. And at Green Captain asks if any of our hopes or expectations changed about No Man's Sky, because I guess that's coming out soon.
Yeah, I watched the new trailer. He says trailers. I only saw one.
I think there's a ground battle. There's a ground battle trailer and a space battle trailer.
Oh, because the trailer I watched had both of them. Maybe it was both combined into one trailer?
I only saw the space battle one.
Yeah. I mean, the potential for this game to be great, it still looks like it's there. The problem is that with anything that's brand new and untested, right now in my brain, it's all potential and nothing proven. So I'm always going to be skeptical of that because I'm a glass half empty kind of guy, I guess. I don't know.
I have a question.
Sure.
Has something happened with this game that people are now questioning whether it's going
to
be good?
It was supposed to be out 2 months ago.
And that's why people think it's not going to be good now?
It's not that people think it's not going to be good. There was the game was supposed to come out in really late June, so about a month and a half ago, we'll say. A month ago, actually, from now, but a month and a half from when it's coming out. And they kind of went on radio silence, and they had no presence at E3 at all.
I see.
And for a game that's supposed to be so amazing, to not have a playable demo at the Sony booth at E3, I think was a surprise to a lot of people.
Gotcha. Okay, no, I'm still hyped. I'm pretty hyped. It looked good, I thought. The space battle trailer looked good.
Have you pre-ordered it?
Do I get something? I mean, obviously I get something. I have not pre-ordered it.
You get the satisfaction of pre-ordering?
I think they're going to have plenty of downloadable copies for me. I don't know. The whole Best Buy thing. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I haven't pre-ordered it yet. It's not out till August, right?
Yeah, the first week of August. That's like a week. It's 2 weeks away.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time. You say the summer's kind of going by too fast. That's the other problem I have right now.
Oh, all right. I like it to go by fast. It's too hot.
It's too hot. Get the fuck out of here, summer. You know, I don't know. I'm going on vacation soon, though, so I guess I have that to look forward to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shipwreck, you're not really into No Man's Sky, right?
I still am waiting to see what it is.
You don't know what it is? How do you not know what it is?
Because no one knows what it is. It's still proof of concept.
I'm not convinced. There's not really a story, per se, right?
No, I don't think so.
But it's like, you know, Elite Dangerous, there's no story.
Okay, I don't play that either. I don't play Destiny. I don't.
Right, but that's.
I don't play. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we
I hope
don't
it's
know.
Fantastic.
We don't know enough about it.
It's not my genre, I would guess.
All right, fun games, not shipwreck genre.
Is it fun? I don't know.
It looks fun.
No, but that's really the big question. Like, it looks really cool, but what we don't know is if it's going to be any fun. And right. I agree with Shipwreck on that.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
If anyone at Hello Games is listening and wants to chime in and let us know if the game is fun, just reply to Cheapy on Twitter and say, yes, it's fun.
Send me a review copy.
Did they say in the trailers? I didn't watch. Did they say that it was fun in the trailers?
I don't believe so. I think they just say, look, you're in outer space. Pa-pew, pa-pew.
I need my trailers to tell me that this is fun.
It looked fun. Pew-pew.
Pa-pew.
Nintendo. At Gunmetal Jackal writes in and asks, what Super Nintendo games do you want to see if Nintendo ever does a mini Super Nintendo classic?
Super Mario Brothers?
Super Mario Kart?
Yeah, sure. F-Zero, wasn't that on the Super Nintendo?
Of course it
Super
was.
Super Star Wars?
Good luck. Pilot Wings?
Star Fox? The Donkey Kong Countries?
Sure.
Batman Returns.
Super Metroid.
The Legend of the Zeldas.
Yep, the Super Zeldas.
Mm-hmm.
Some wrestling game. There was some good wrestling game on there.
Someone already said Super Metroid, right?
Wrestling.
Yep. That's a wrestling game.
What else is there?
Super Nintendo, there were so many games for that thing. So.
I know. That's sort of like in my gray time, though. I didn't really play. I never owned a Super Nintendo.
you've got a Street Fighter. You could throw a Street Fighter on there. Mm-hmm.
Clay Fighter. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that big on the... Or was that the 64?
Nope. That was... SNES.
Yeah. That was, I mean, they had one for 64 as well. That was 63 and a third is what you're thinking of, yes, on that.
Super Bomberman.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Can we get
actually,
that shit with
right
like
now.
Eight controllers? Build in eight controller ports to the and make it $60? Perfect.
I mean, there's so many games they could put on there. But they'll put 30.
Super Bomberman Edition. Special eight controller.
A lot
ports.
Of stuff was licensed during that time frame too, because you have all those great like Capcom Disney games,
Aladdin.
Yep, all those were great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we named a lot of the stuff.
We did.
You're not going to get your like your Final Fantasies, your RPGs. I don't think on it, but
Microsoft. Maybe they could. What?
Super Mario RPG. That is one that needs to be on there.
Get them all on there. Anything with Mario in the title, put it on there.
Yeah, I think that's sort of a given, though.
Tennis,
like the
Mario
better
tennis
version, the better version of Dr. Mario.
There's got to be some Mario sport game that's
Mario there. Tennis.
Those didn't really come until later.
But I thought tennis was. Is tennis not on the Super Nintendo?
Well, tennis is on NES, but it's just tennis.
Just regular tennis,
right?
Yeah.
It just happens to have Mario in it, like golf. Has mm-hmm. a guy that looks like Mario. I'm not even sure if that's him.
Right. Microsoft. A couple of people wrote in. I guess it's getting... I didn't put this on the outline, but Microsoft announced that the Xbox One S, if you get the 2 terabyte edition, you can get that this summer. It's coming out this summer.
Yeah, it comes out
soon.
Around the same time as No Man's Sky.
So that's the $400 one, right?
Yes.
Is it fun? Do you think this is fun?
If you want the cheaper one, you got to wait for November. Is that correct?
Something like that.
Something like that. So a couple of CAGs had questions about the Xbox One. Let's see. @Crow2K asks, do you think the Xbox One S and Scorpio will lighten up on their dashboard advertising? Can we just go back to being a game system?
I don't have that much advertising on my dashboard. Do you?
There's some if you go right. There's some advertising that way, definitely.
There's some promo for stuff to buy on the console, but...
I don't think it's any worse than what Sony has.
It's not like... It's not for like tacos. It's usually for like games.
Or movies.
I would almost prefer tacos.
Yeah, me too. When you used the taco ads, if you clicked on it, usually it would like give you something. Like an avatar award or something.
Have you guys tried out the new dash, the preview dash?
I have. I've had it for a little while now.
The tiny squares.
I like that. You have to do tiny squares, and you have to sort by letter. Have you done that?
I don't
that?
Like to sort by letter.
Oh, I like to sort by letter.
It's fine, but it's so much better than mm-hmm. scrolling to the right.
How about the ready to install tab? That's pretty baller too. And the ready to update tab is pretty baller.
Interesting.
I like
that. I gotta check
that
shit out.
You do. You should check it out because I had like two games that had updates. And now I know that they're there. So if I ever go to play those games, I don't have to worry about sitting there for a little while for the game to update.
And it shows you the download speed that you're getting as well.
Yeah. And now that I've upgraded my internet, it's kind of nice to see that it's working.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll check that out. At Poe Figster asks, how much does the inclusion of an ultra-high definition Blu-ray player drive Xbox One S sales a la Blu-ray players in PS3 sales?
Is that like 4K Blu-ray?
Correct.
Or whatever?
Correct.
Okay. Just making sure. I don't know. It's all new to me.
Yeah, I'd say it's not like that at all.
I looked at TVs the other day because I just needed to get away for a minute and walked around Best Buy.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at the 4K HDR TVs. They're expensive still.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean,
I was surprised. I mean, but I was surprised, you know, like they're still not quite in that buy me now stage.
I don't think, I mean, who's looking for, are a lot of people looking for 4K Blu-rays now? Are people
they don't, I was going to say, they didn't have many TVs there that weren't 4K. It seems like as far as TVs are going, they're sort of phasing out the standard HD and trying to move towards the 4K.
Right.
And the 4K HDR, although the Vizios, I don't think, were 4K HDR, but everything else was. And it was pretty much all they sold.
I don't think there's much thirst for the 4K Blu-ray stuff at this point.
No, not yet.
And I don't know if there ever will be. I mean, you know, I've said it a million times. Next time you go to the store, Wombat, and look at a 4K TV. Well, you said they don't have the 1080p ones, really.
They don't. Yeah, it's like they don't really even. They're sort of phasing them out, at least in the Best Buy on 44th Street, Manhattan.
Try to do it next time you go to a store like that. Try to do this to decide if you think 4K is that big of a deal. Because when you tend to look at the TVs in the store, you tend to be standing pretty close to it because you're in a store and, you know, you don't want to look like a freak looking at a TV from across the room. But that's sort of where the TV would be if it's in your living room. So try to like approximate like a realistic viewing spot when you're in the store.
It's also still sort of a moot point. I mean, there are no TV channels being broadcast in 4K yet.
Right.
So, you know, until that really starts to happen. You know, when there's ESPN 4K or NFL Red Zone 4K,
that'll be crazy.
Then it's going to be a very different story because that's what that everything will change.
4K VR.
When the NFL moved to HD, everything moved to HD.
It's probably not going to happen for a while.
I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. I'm saying, but that's when you know, or who knows, maybe it bypasses 4K and it goes to whatever the next thing's going to be.
Shipwreck, is that accurate, would you say? Do people care about Blu-ray 4K?
I think no, they don't.
Right.
There's not even that many 4K Blu-rays out there. Like right. If you look...
Deadpool. But
if the NFL announced that they were going to start showing games in 4K, do you think 4K TV sales would go up?
Yeah, I think that's a push for maybe two Super Bowls from now.
And that's probably when the 4K TVs will go from $3,000 to... $900.
Right. And then you sell them.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Ta-da. We figured it out.
Okay. PC Corner. Remember,
what's going on with your PC?
Okay, Do you have one? What are you recording on?
I'm on my PC right now.
Okay.
So last week, I apologized because the audio quality was pretty bad for two reasons. One, I think I told you, like, my fans started getting really loud on my PC for some apparent reason, and it was also crashing a lot. So it was sort of hard to produce record the show and produce the show. But in that time, I think I fixed it. Everything seems very stable right now. I don't know what the fuck that I did to actually fix it, because I did a lot of different things, including... like taking all the RAM out and putting it back in and resetting the CMOS. And I was getting stuck in like blue screens of death loops and had to, there's a lot of shit went down. But at the end of the day, I didn't reformat Windows. I didn't have to like put shit back on the computer. And everything seems to be working now and the fans are quiet again. I don't know what happened, but it wasn't pretty. But we're good now. So, yeah, go me. And I didn't buy a Microsoft Surface Pro 4 or anything. So I was the winner. Yeah, I wish I could tell you what was wrong, but I really have no idea. It could have been some driver thing that went bad, or I don't know. And I flushed everything out somehow. Who knows? All right, let's give a shout out to Long Island Retro, which is the show that we're going to be doing on August 13th. You can go to liretro.com to buy tickets and check out more information. And speaking of retro, did you see all this retro shit I got in my house now?
Yeah, is that, I'm assuming, was in your parents' house?
Yeah, they decided they want to clean out the attic.
And so they said either take it or throw it away?
No, but I want it. I need to have Shipwreck feel at home when he comes to visit.
I am looking forward to that now.
I got a Bally Astrocade, which seems to be like a lot of people don't know what that is. But it's a pretty awesome system. And I have four controllers, which is pretty sweet. I have a Telstar Ranger, which is like a early Pong machine. And a Texas Instruments 99 4A. I don't know if any of these things work because they've been in an attic for a very long time. Good chance that they don't work at all. But they look pretty cool.
How do you hook those up? Are those RCA cables?
No.
What? So how are you getting them, I guess, hooked up to a
screen? You would need an older television.
Do you need like the screwdriver? Is it that dealy with the two prongs?
Yes.
Oh, I hated that so much.
Exactly. That's exactly what you need.
So what do I need to bring? So you let me know what it is and I'll figure out what I need
to
bring.
No, my dad says he's got a TV in good condition that should support this.
That has the screws for the prongs.
We may need the little box that it, you know, with the switch on it.
Yep, the one that says TV game.
I have plenty of those.
Oh, you do have that. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll see. I just don't know. These have been in the attic for a long time. These things, you know.
I bet they work.
1977 is the Telstar Ranger and the Astrocade 2, I think, actually. Same year. They're old.
And also the year I was born.
Yeah. So I could bring these to the Long Island Retro Show and make our CAGcast appearance even more retro. We could throw them at the audience while we're doing the show. Great idea, right?
I think so.
All right. We already talked about Shipwreck's awesome console setup. Somebody asked about that. Here's a good question for Shipwreck, and it's retro gaming related. B-Game2 writes in and says, when I hear you talk about your multi-console SCART gaming setup, I usually wonder how much disappointment you encounter when returning to retro games. By way of example, I look back on TurboGrafx games such as Military Madness, Legendary Axe, Champions Forever, Boxing, Kickboxing, Sonic, and then he says, blah, 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 returns to them now. He thinks that it's going to be a pretty shitty situation. Do you find yourself being disappointed when you go back to these games, or is it just as fun as when you play new games?
I mean, it's a different experience. I definitely still have fun with the older games. I don't get disappointed by them generally.
Sometimes it's got to happen though. You put something in where you were looking forward to it and you can barely stand to play 60 seconds of it.
That was me with Super Star Wars when I played that.
Oh, for real?
On the PlayStation 4.
No way.
I was like, oh, this isn't nearly as much fun as I remember.
Were you using the D-pad? I think you're going to have to use the D-pad.
Yeah. You know, the PlayStation 4 controller is pretty good for that kind of thing.
It was hard. That was a hard game.
Right, that's a difficult game.
And it wasn't so much the difficulty as much as it was just kind of, you forget how bland the graphically that game is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The music
is very, the Tatooine is just, it's just lots of brown.
Oh, weird. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I may, you know, whatever.
I don't know. There's a charm to the old stuff that still carries a lot of weight with me. So I don't get like disappointed when I put something in usually. Like I kind of like, we were playing Top Gun and like I warned the people that were playing it. I'm like, this is not a very good game, guys. Like Top Gun.
Did you land the plane on the aircraft?
Of course
carrier?
You did not. You crash into the water just like every normal human being does.
I don't know if anyone could land that plane. I figured it would be you.
No, I used to play this like, our Kroger grocery store used to have a rental section in the middle of it, like a VHS and video game rental section. And they had a NES set up with Top Gun in it for probably 2 years. It was always Top Gun. And so whenever my mom was in there doing grocery shopping, I would just go to the section, and as long as there wasn't another kid doing this, I would just play Top Gun the entire time.
Yeah, I own that game. It was great.
Oh, yeah, I do too. It's a fun game, especially the dogfighting against somebody else is fun. But that landing the plane on the aircraft carrier, it's just ridiculous.
Yes, of course.
It's just because it's telling you what to do and it doesn't make any sense.
You still can't do it. You have to ignore it.
Right. It's
sometimes.
Just like up, down, slow down, slow down, speed up, speed up, up, down, left, up,
oh, crash.
You're in the water. But guess what? Here's mission two.
Yeah, I played the shit out of that game. Not going to lie.
Yeah. And it all did. It's fun. Like, it cleans up really nice on my setup.
Yeah, I bet it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
That was a good looking game when it came out. And it had the song.
It's a lot of, it's basically just blue. Is what the game is.
It's blue and that song.
Right. and a lot of the missile lock sound.
No, I love that game. I have an NES too somewhere at my parents' house. They just haven't found it yet. Got the Intellivision here as well.
Those Bally Astrocades are worth a good bit of money.
I bet. They're from 1977, and they didn't sell very many.
Right. There's only three on eBay right now. Two of them are trying to get like $280, $300 for it. Yeah. The one other one has, it's sort of auction style, and it's at $99, but it still has plenty of time to go.
The chance of this thing working seems pretty low.
I believe it'll work.
I remember the Bally Astrocade specifically breaking it. I don't know if you saw the picture of it that I posted, mm-hmm. but there's a pretty big design flaw with this thing, if they had like an engineer look at it, I think could have figured it out pretty quickly. The front panel of it, there's a keypad on the front panel of it. And for some reason, they decided to make that part of it metal. The whole rest of it is plastic. Or fake, you know, fake wood. But that part, they decided to make metal. And people touch that area a lot. And if you're in an area that gets static electricity, an area that gets cold a lot during the year, it's just a matter of time before somebody discharges static electricity into it and fries the circuit board, which I did. And it had to be repaired it had to be away from me for a while. But it was a great system. Some good, really good games on there. Cagbag at Scubbish writes in, asks us to talk about Wombat's Platinum of Disney Crossy Road.
Well, I haven't quite platinumed it yet. I still have two characters that I need to get. One is just a luck of the draw character, so I just haven't. You have to play as another character and just randomly find it, that person, and I haven't found it yet. But I'm sure I will shortly if I had the time. The other one is unlocking Stan Lee, which requires a little more skill. And since it involves skill, obviously I haven't done that yet. But I'm at 206 of 222 characters in that game. And I haven't spent a dime. So I'm sort of pleased with myself on that.
Very cool. I will say I've been playing Pac-Man 256 with my family, and it's pretty fun. And I take the Crossy Road chicken. Pretty much every time. And go. We, even with all three of us playing, we can't come close to Shipwreck's score that he gets by playing by himself. It's pretty crazy. I don't know how that's possible.
It's a fun game.
Yeah. Shipwreck's score, I mean, I don't know if you've changed it. It was like 72,000?
It's somewhere 75,000 or so. I haven't played it in 2 or 3 weeks because I've been traveling.
I was playing with Esteban when he was here. And, you know, he knows how to play video games. And we could get about 20 something thousand, the two of us combined.
That's pretty good.
That's not good. And we're constantly reviving each other, you know, because you can do that in the co-op. It's not exactly mm-hmm. fair, which is why you don't appear on the leaderboards with the single player people. Yeah, and we got 20,000. I was pretty depressed about that. At Sean, and Nola wants to know what Wombat's favorite soup recipe is.
I don't really make many soups.
More of a stew guy, right? Stew?
Yeah, I do make I make a mean stew.
Stew.
It's in the name.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. That's just like meat, vegetables, broth, slow cooker.
Potato.
Turn it on, go to work, come home, eat. But it's good. So there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And at Tone Ziors wants to know why Wombat is so down on Overwatch. Is it because he's not good at video games?
I'm not down on Overwatch. I'm just down on people taking that game too seriously.
There you go. I agree with that.
So if I get a chance to poke fun at those people, I will do it every time.
Right. Just like Pokemon Go for me.
Yeah.
What else we got here? I think that's it. I think we're free. And my computer's still working. It's everything's good.
Let's hurry up and end this before it's too late.
I think it's very stable right now. This is exciting times. I got a huge zit on my forehead from being stressed out about my computer. It's pretty gross. Now I think it's going to go away when I wake up in the morning, right?
No.
Is that how it works?
No.
All right. Well, let's remind everybody to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAGCAST to get $5 off your order. Check out that Truman set and pick it up for only 10 bucks. You can't afford to not get that. harrys.com. Don't forget to follow us all on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. And is there new uninformed opinions?
Not this week. Next week. My in-laws were here.
You survived. Congratulations, by the way, on surviving that.
Thank you. Tonight's my first night back in my bed. I'm very excited.
You're a good guy for putting up with that, I got to say. I could not. Fuck. I just need my computer. Oh. Fuck.
Is your computer okay?
Are you dead?
Oh, I'm okay.
Is the bread done?
I don't know.
I moved the computer because I was working on it and I just didn't quite put it back in its home. All right, I'm fine. It's all good. It's really sharp, that corner. And my knee is really in the perfect spot. All right. Then we were done, right?
No.
Oh, what were we?
Wait, ready?
Yeah.
Bread's done.
With marshmallows and corn pops, Pac-Man cereal's part of a good breakfast. You can do it. You can do the Pac-Man.